And I wanna believe you when you tell me that it'll be okay.
Hello and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
And today we are talking about phones.
Well, we're not just talking about phones, yeah. Right? We're talking about things that, well, we could almost say like a phone's friends.
A phone's friend,
or
yes.
A phone's clothes, mm-hmm. Maybe.
I love getting a new phone, but there's also something exciting when you buy things for your phone.
Okay, so if you have looked at the title of today's lesson, you will see that we are talking about accessories.
Right. These are things that go with your phone to make them better.
Better, more beautiful sometimes.
Yeah.
Lots of reasons to buy accessories. And of course, there are lots of accessories. So today we have a dialogue between Jared and Clara. Mm-hmm. And what are they talking about?
Well, they're talking about what accessories they should buy.
All right, let's go ahead and listen to what they have to say.
Sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Jared, want to see my new smartphone?
Whoa, that's cool. Did you buy some accessories with it?
It came with earphones and a charger, but I also bought a case.
Good call. And putting on a screen protector is never a bad idea.
For sure. I use my phone a lot too, so I might get a battery pack.
That's a good idea in case your battery dies.
I wonder what else I might need.
Well, selfie sticks are really useful when you travel.
Ah, of course. Thanks.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Jared, want to see my new smartphone?
Whoa, that's cool. Did you buy some accessories with it?
It came with earphones and a charger, but I also bought a case.
Good call. And putting on a screen protector is never a bad idea.
For sure. I use my phone a lot too, so I might get a battery pack.
That's a good idea in case your battery dies.
I wonder what else I might need.
Well, selfie sticks are really useful when you travel.
Ah, of course. Thanks.
So it sounds like Clara just got a new phone.
Okay, not any kind of phone, a smartphone.
Right, we all have smartphones. Most of us do.
Most of us. Maybe some of our parents mm-hmm. or grandparents. But yeah, everybody who is breathing pretty much has a smartphone.
Right, so she's showing it to Jared, and he thinks that's pretty cool, right? He says, whoa, that's cool.
Whoa, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. But he asks, did you buy some accessories with it?
Okay, so that is the word of the day. Mm-hmm. We talked about a phone's friends, phone's clothing.
Mm-hmm, yeah. We also use this word for like fashion or your clothes, right?
Yeah, because like pants, mm-hmm. they count as clothes.
Right.
A shirt will mm-hmm. also count as a piece of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
But sunglasses?
Sunglasses, yeah, they are not really clothes. They're kind of some extra thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or like, I mean, for guys don't really wear a lot of accessories.
Right.
Most guys, I should say.
Yeah, true, yeah.
But, you know, there's things like jewelry.
Yeah, like a necklace, right?
A necklace. Mm-hmm. I guess guys can wear necklaces.
Sure.
That's okay.
Yeah, even a scarf in the winter. It's extra, but a scarf is helpful, is useful, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So Jared asks Clara if she bought some extra accessories when she got her phone. She says it came with earphones and a charger.
Okay, so this doesn't really answer his question, right? Because when we buy a smartphone, it always comes with things inside the box.
Right, yeah. So when you get a product, anything that's in the box that is not the product, that comes with your phone, your product, what you're buying.
Right. I mean, this is a very kind of a natural way to say include.
Include, yeah, right? Exactly.
Because I always remember when I was a kid, there would be really cool toys.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You'd see a commercial on television for this really cool toy. Pew, 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 pew. And it would always say, you know, batteries not included.
Not included,
yeah. So, you know, on Christmas, you know, you get this toy and it would be awesome. And then you discover it didn't come with batteries.
Right. So now you have to go to the store.
But nothing's open on Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. So right, you can't use your toy because it didn't come with batteries.
Didn't come with batteries.
Right. So phones these days, they need these extra things. Earphones and a charger. They come with these things.
Okay, so earphones, very similar to another word, headphones.
Headphones, yeah. You know, for me, I don't really care about the difference, but earphones are the small ones that go in your ear.
Mm.
Headphones are the big ones that go over your ear.
Yeah. So like, for example, if you look at like a pilot.
Yeah, yeah.
A pilot is probably wearing headphones,
right?
They cover his or her ears.
Or like a DJ at a club.
A DJ, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whereas just normal people with those little like iPhone.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We actually call those earbuds.
Earbuds, too. Yeah. Like when you're exercising.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, exactly. Now, those are important, but not as important as the phone charger.
Right, yeah. This is like the batteries, right? Kind of.
Well, it's like a cable, right?
Right, the charger. Without the charger, you may not be able to use your phone.
Right, there's no power.
Right, exactly. This is the thing that gives your phone energy, basically. Yes,
exactly. Okay, so the noun is, it's called a charger. Mm-hmm. If you guys have not listened to our great lesson about phone chargers, you might not know that charge is also a verb.
Right, exactly. You have to charge the battery.
Yes, exactly. So those ones usually come with a phone, right? The earphones, the charger. But what about cases?
Right. So it looks like Clara is answering Jared's question because cases, yeah, they have to be bought separately.
Okay, separately. Yeah. So that means not coming with.
Not coming with.
Coming with.
Yeah.
But of course, case here might make you think about suitcase, bookcase.
Yeah. It's something that protects, right?
Yes, exactly. So I've never really bought a case. If you look at my phone, you might see that my phone does not look very new.
Oh, okay. It has like scratches on
it. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Because I have never bought a case for it.
Yeah. Usually I buy a case when the phone is new.
Mm.
But then later when I don't care about the phone, I take off the case.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. In any case, I am not saying you guys should not buy a case. I think it's actually a good call.
Yeah, it's a good call. Now, we've seen this expression just recently. In a lesson about making the call.
Mm.
So this just means good decision,
good
right?
Good decision.
Or good choice.
But we would not say good choice or good decision. Maybe if we were working at a restaurant and I'm the waiter and Connor orders a very expensive bottle of wine,
I might say,
good decision.
Good decision, yes, yes. But good call is far more casual, right?
Yeah, it's for friends.
For friends, yeah, exactly. And it looks like Jared has another piece of advice. He says, and putting on a screen protector is never a bad idea.
Okay, so lots of things to unpack there. Screen protector.
Right, so we talked about case. A case protects the phone, but a screen protector protects the screen, the most important part.
Okay, so a case is going to go all around the phone, right? It's almost like a piece of clothing.
Kind
of,
yeah, yeah.
Like a piece of clothing. A screen protector is more like just a very, 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 very thin piece of plastic,
like,
I guess.
It's like plastic. It's like glass, but it's not really glass.
Right, and they stick it on the screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they put it on or they place it on.
And it makes it very difficult to type.
Sometimes. Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's why I don't use these anymore.
I don't use them either.
Yeah.
I don't use them either. But we are not saying that you guys should not put on screen protectors.
Mm-hmm, because it is never a bad idea.
Never a bad idea.
Right, because it will protect your phone.
Okay, so put on. This, of course, is a phrasal verb.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been studying English long enough that you have probably seen lots and lots of phrasal verbs.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I know they can be kind of a headache, but in any case, this is not about clothes, right? You put on a shirt.
Put on a shirt. Mm-hmm. That's the same idea, though,
right? It is, yeah, yeah.
Put something on something. Mm-hmm. But just remember that you can say put on a shirt. You can say put a shirt on. You can say put it on.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot say put on it.
Right, so we've talked about, you know, earphones, chargers, screen protectors, but there's another accessory that Clara says here. I use my phone a lot too, so I might get a battery pack.
Okay, so this is kind of a newer accessory.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So this is like for charging, so you need to plug your charger into it.
Mm.
And you can, it's like a battery that you can carry everywhere.
Right, except airplanes. Right, you can't take them on airplanes.
No,
and I don't understand why. This is one of those words, battery pack,
mm-hmm.
that some people will say battery pack.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will say power bank.
Yeah, yeah, power bank. That's kind of a popular word as well. If you can imagine, like, you go to the bank to get money, you go to the power bank to get...
It saves, right?
Power.
It saves,
yeah,
the power.
Right, right.
In any case, when this thing was invented, I was in China. So people kept asking me, how do you say it? How do you say it?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I guess it's like a power bank. In any case, you call it whatever you want. It is super useful, and it's a good thing to have in case your battery dies.
Exactly, yeah. So in case, this is not like a case that protects your phone.
We did just see that case, didn't we?
Right, no, this is a chunk, right? In case, always in case.
Okay, and sometimes we do say just in case.
Yeah, just in case,
right,
yeah,
just
yeah.
In case. But in case just means it's kind of like a big if.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah, something might happen, so I should be prepared.
Yes, and usually that thing that will happen is a bad thing.
Usually, yeah, yeah. For example, the weather looks okay, but I'll bring an umbrella just in case it rains.
Yes, I hate the rain, and I hate bringing umbrellas, but mm-hmm. yes. Now, battery dies? That sounds very, 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 very bad.
Right. No, this is just an English way of saying the battery loses all its power.
Right. So this happens with our phones because we're using so many apps and so many programs. The batteries die very quickly.
Right. So you need to charge them again.
Right.
We also might say, my phone died as well.
Yeah, that's usually an excuse.
Like
if a guy doesn't want to call his wife or girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
He might say, oh, sorry, babe, my phone died.
And I didn't have my charger.
I didn't bring my charger.
Yeah, yeah. Next time you better bring it.
Now, just be careful here, guys, because I know die is not really... Well, it's not a fun thing to talk about,
right.
But it's die and dead.
Mm-hmm.
These are very complicated for English speakers.
For sure, yeah. So die here is a verb.
It's a verb.
Uh-huh. So we don't say is
right
before it. The other word we often use, the adjective, is dead.
Dead, right? Mm-hmm. So you could say that my phone is dead. My battery is dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it died.
Because it died, exactly.
So we've got battery packs, we've got all these accessories. Clara's wondering what else she might need.
That's right. I can't believe we've gone this far without talking about the most important accessory out there.
Right. The selfie stick.
The selfie stick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can't go anywhere these days without people selling selfie sticks, or you see a group of people holding up a selfie stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good way to take a selfie.
Yeah.
Right, if you don't want to ask somebody else to take your picture.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you guys don't know what a selfie is, I don't know what to tell you. That's something that you probably should know in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't own a selfie stick, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are really, really good at taking selfies.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
It's like an art.
It is, yeah. And it looks good. They look good in the picture.
They look good, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, my arms are pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could take a pretty good selfie of a group of people, but not as good. It won't look as good.
Right, right. It makes the photo look much better, more professional.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So these selfie sticks, one might say, they're very useful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're useful, or they're helpful, right? They can help you especially when you're traveling.
Yeah, yeah. So why didn't I buy, you know, a million selfie sticks like 10 years ago?
Oh, man, you would be rich.
I would be so rich. Mm-hmm. And money would be very useful.
And then you'd have so many selfie sticks, too. Oh,
the king of selfie sticks. Speaking of useful, I think there are a lot of very useful words in this dialogue.
So why don't we take another listen?
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Jared. Want to see my new smartphone?
Whoa, that's cool. Did you buy some accessories with it?
It came with earphones and a charger, but I also bought a case.
Good call. And putting on a screen protector is never a bad idea.
For sure. I use my phone a lot too, so I might get a battery pack.
That's a good idea in case your battery dies.
I wonder what else I might need.
Well, selfie sticks are really useful when you travel.
Ah, of course. Thanks.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Jared. Want to see my new smartphone?
Whoa, that's cool. Did you buy some accessories with it?
It came with earphones and a charger, but I also bought a case.
Good call. And putting on a screen protector is never a bad idea.
For sure. I use my phone a lot too, so I might get a battery pack.
That's a good idea in case your battery dies.
I wonder what else I might need.
Well, selfie sticks are really useful when you travel.
Ah, of course. Thanks.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue again, talking about phone accessories. And you know, I do like phones. I do like phone accessories. I don't always buy them, but they're fun to see new ones. What about you, Adam? What kind of accessories do you get for your phone?
Well, I am also a man, which means that I don't really get as many accessories. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know some people might think that sounds very bad to say, but I think it's true. I'm pretty sure we can say that it's true. So my phone does not have any accessories. I don't have a screen protector.
Yeah.
I don't have a case. I've never bought a selfie stick.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Chargers. I usually forget my chargers,
you know,
in the hotel or at a friend's place.
Yeah.
But you can buy chargers.
For sure.
They're really cheap.
Yeah. That's one thing I always have with me is a charger because I'm scared that I will be using my phone and the battery will die.
Yes, that's the worst, right? Especially when you're waiting for a really, really important phone call or message.
Sure.
Now, again, if it's your wife or your girlfriend, then maybe, oh, sorry, babe, the phone died.
Yeah, for sure. I like those other accessories, like expensive ones, but I can't afford them, like a drone or something. Those are cool.
Okay, so talk to Jenny about that. Jenny, if you are listening, Connor could use some accessories.
Yeah. What about you guys? What accessories do you like to put on your phones? Do you protect it with a screen protector, or do you like those sort of pretty things on your phone?
How many selfie sticks do you have?
Yeah, exactly. So let us know in the comments and we look forward to seeing those.
Okay, guys, as always, thank you for listening. Keep those selfies cool and we'll see you next time.
Talk to you later. It's always been